Good evening, everyone. It is a particular privilege to be with you tonight. Although I have almost been ordained 2 years, this is my first Holy Triduum in a parish. And I'm very, very grateful to be with you. The parish is a sign of the whole church. And the church, as we discover in the passion narratives of these sacred days, is a family. That means that this place is our home. So when we come to the altar of God, the God of our joy, who gives us life, who gives us rest, He welcomes us home. Lent is a particular time that prepares us for the journey home. And the journey home is paved with particular choices and with a particular inspiration. And the Lord discloses to us the path, the choices, the shape and the form and the cause of that inspiration tonight. And that is love. The Lord Jesus has loved us to the end. Tes telos. Perhaps another way to translate it, and to the extreme. Today there is kind of a fog upon us all. Sometimes because of our own experience, sometimes because of our own choices, sometimes because of the culture in which we live. And we all have a question that kind of haunts us. And the question is love really possible? Can I love for richer, for poorer, and sick for sickness and health, in good times and in bad, till death do us part? All of us come from broken homes. We all have broken hearts. And we've all tasted the bitter sweetness of love. But tonight the Lord decides to show us the true capacity of the human heart. He desires us to drink deeply of His reconciling love, to understand who we are. If we look through the Gospel of John, when He says, He loved them to the end, we find the same word in a different form in chapter 17 when He makes the prayer of the great high priest, when He says, Father, may they become perfectly one as we are one. And then we hear the word again, His last words on the cross in the Gospel of John when He says, it is finished. The words come from the book of Leviticus and they're associated with the priesthood. Tonight in the Holy Triduum and the Mass of the Last Supper, the Lord desires to disclose to us the love of the high priest. And it is a love that goes into our weaknesses and into our memories and into our wounds and cleanses us and bathes us. It is a love that isn't simply a moral example. It isn't a love that seeks to give us a standard, an exterior standard. It is a love that is first given. It is a love that is just simply given to us. And so the love of the Lord becomes a school for our own hearts to discover our true dignity. When the Lord humbles Himself and takes the form of a servant tonight at the supper, He does so as the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd who lays down His life for His sheep, who also has the authority to take it up again. And He does so to reveal to us our dignity. My brothers and sisters, the Word has become flesh. God has become man and chosen to wash our feet. What greater dignity can we have as a human being to know that we bear the image of God? To know that God on His last night chose not to exalt Himself, chose not to impress anyone. He chose to wash our feet. And He washes our feet because He wants us to know how much we're worth. And in tasting of His love for us, when He says, as I have done, so must you do also, He gives us the way of a new commandment, to love one another as He has loved us. Left to ourselves, the question about love still haunts us. But the reality of the church and the gift of the church and the gift of this night is we are not left alone. The high priest gives us the shape and the form and the cause and the content and the capacity of love. And how does he do it? He gives us himself. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ gives us himself. He gives us himself so that we can be transformed and transfigured, so we can become other Christs, so we can learn to love as he loves, so our hearts can begin to feel as his heart feels, so we can suffer as he suffers, so we can lay down our lives as he has laid down his life for us. This is the path of reconciliation, and this is Christian hope. The Eucharist is not only the food of love, it is the food of hope. The Eucharist gives us the strength to be loved and the strength to love one another. There are specific words that incarnate and enflesh the way of love. There are specific words that indicate to us how we are called to love. And they are the words of love spoken to us. This is my body for you. We see here, my brothers and sisters, a great image of spousal love. The great image of husband and wife who are able to unite as one and who can speak those words, I give myself entirely to you. What is my greatest gift? Me. I give you me. And the Lord, who is the great high priest and bridegroom of the church, gives us himself. He espouses himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. But we know that he doesn't stop with giving us his body. He also says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. It is the echo of Jeremiah 31 and Exodus 24. When Moses stands at the foot of Mount Sinai and he sprinkles the children of Israel with the blood of the sacrifice, having sprinkled blood on the altar and sanctified it, which means that the people of Israel have become one flesh with God. And the Lord says, this is the cup of the new covenant, the cup of my blood. It means that he gives us his life. Not only does he give us himself, he gives us the capacity for his blood to run through our veins. It means that the blood that moves through the sacred heart of Jesus Christ, glorified and risen, pumps through our veins. He gives us the blood that is true love. So what is the way of love? If he gives us his body and he gives us his blood, how do we begin to receive this love and to love one another? My brothers and sisters, the gateway of love, the key that kind of unlocks the door so that this fountain is totally open, is humility. Humility is the key that unlocks the gates of love. And so the Lord, who divests himself of his authority, of his greatness, and washes our feet because he desires to, teaches us the first gestures of love. My brothers and sisters, for us to be reconciled with one another, for us to love one another, the first step is a humble step. It is a step of lowering ourselves, not because we seek to deface ourselves, not because we seek to abase ourselves, but because we desire to honor God. Because we behold the image of God in our brothers and sisters, and we have come to understand our own dignity. So love seeks to awaken that dignity in the beloved. It also is the first step in us realizing that we have not loved, that we've made mistakes. But the good news is that Christ is greater than our mistakes, that we live on His terms and by His resources. And so we can be humble as He has been humble. The example that He has left us to wash one another's feet is the Christian life. How beautiful are the feet of the one who comes across the mountains bearing the good news. The Lord Jesus washes the feet of the disciples to prepare them to go to the ends of the earth, to be beautiful. And love is the splendor of the human heart. Love is what makes us beautiful. And this is why we have these 3 days. To be bathed in love. To see the shape and the form of love that is crucified. To see a heart that is pierced, from which flow blood and water. Love that gives us an understanding of our dignity, of our identity, and who we are as disciples of Christ. My brothers and sisters, this is the purpose of our life. And this is where love takes us. Love takes us to the end. Love takes us to the extreme, to the Father and His love.